Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara, and we're delighted to have Fionnuala Johnston here from Casey's Pharmacy, Island Quay, there in Easewall in Dublin. Hiya, Fionnuala, how are you?
Hiya, how are you? Good.
Do you know what? I think the last time we actually had you in studio was right before this COVID thing kicked off.
I know.
It's crazy. Today, we're talking to you about the flu vaccine that is available for children. And actually, I think this year, out of all years, people are really going to take up on this. It's a little bit hard to get it for adults at the moment. I know the flu vaccine, there's not much supply, but for children, it's not an actual injection, sure it's not.
That's right. So it's the first year that this one in particular has been included by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, and it's a nasal spray. So it is a vaccine, but it's just not in an injection form. So that means no fear of needle, no worrying that the poor kids will be getting upset, and it's free for children aged 2 to 12.
I was really surprised with some of the statistics on this, because over the last 10 years in Ireland, 5,000 children were hospitalised because of flu and 200 needed intensive care. So flu is a big thing, not just for older people, but for kids too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realise, but like the most at-risk groups would be your older groups and then your younger groups. And usually people in the middle were usually all right. And now, not to say any of us wouldn't be sick because you don't want it in the first place. Mm. But the other reason is that kids can more likely to get pneumonia or bronchitis as complications from the flu. So it's really important to get them vaccinated. And the other thing is that children can be more likely to transmit flu to others than adults, and they tend to be a bit infectious for a couple of days longer.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important that in a way to try stop the spread, we're not trying to deal with two different outbreaks here, and try to keep the health service like less under pressure so we can get as many kids vaccinated as possible.
So when you go to your GP or the nurse or your local pharmacy, the pharmacies are doing this free nasal spray for children to protect them against flu. You go through a checklist because there are some children that might not be suitable for this. Can you talk us through kids that might
right.
be suited?
Yeah. So most children will be suitable for it. It's only the real biggest one that you can't get it is if you had allergic reaction. And actually, if you have allergic reaction to a flu vaccine before. And quite often then those kids will be able to get it, but just under doctor hospital supervision.
Okay.
All right. And then if a child has really, really bad asthma, in and out of Temple Street, constantly getting very, very bad asthma attacks, or a child is taking aspirin, or they've a really weakened immune system because they're a very ill child, then quite often they wouldn't be recommended for them. But what can be done is in a lot of cases, they'd be eligible to get the injection instead. If people are concerned in any way or they're not sure if their child is eligible to get or suitable, they can come and chat to the pharmacist or to the doctor and they'll be able to give them, like most people will be able to get it, but it might be a different form.
And does it give you the flu?
No, it doesn't give you the flu. So this bit is a bit technical, but it's basically a cold adapted vaccine. So it can replicate at really low temperatures, such as the temperatures found in the nose, but it can't replicate the rest of the body. So we have just enough to make the body make the antibodies and hence protect the rest of the body, but it won't cause the flu.
And any side effects we need to watch out for?
Yeah, like anything, there can be a few side effects. Now, the most common side effect is some kids can get a little runny nose afterwards, but you're after spraying something up your nose, you'd expect that.
Yeah.
And then some children can get a small temperature. Now, usually this temperature would go down after a day or two, and if the child needs Calpol or Nurofen, that's fine. They'd be the most common ones. To be honest, we've been given plenty up here and we haven't had anyone coming back or anyone bringing us concerned about either. Or you'll be given a little leaflet that kind of explains what the most common side effects are with the kids and what to do if any of them occur.
Yeah. And what if your child is allergic to eggs?
So basically, the flu one does contain the egg protein, right? The child can receive it, but they wouldn't receive it in hospital. In pharmacy. They'd receive it in a hospital or in a GP setting where they'd be able to monitor them for a bit longer just in case they were to have a reaction. But the quantity that's in the vaccine is actually so low that they shouldn't have a reaction. But they do it in controlled settings to just make sure that everyone's A-okay.
And it's only from the age of 2, isn't it, till 12?
It's actually licensed up to the age of 17, but the health service have decided to provide it for free for children from the age of 2 to 12. So outside of these age groups, children would be getting the vaccine instead.
Okay, so you can still, if you've got a teenager at home, you can still get the vaccine, but you'll just have to pay for it. Is that right?
Exactly, unless they're in an at-risk group.
Right, okay.
And then they'd be eligible to get it for free.
And can they go in and get that done in a pharmacy, the vaccine as well, if they're a teenager, and just pay for it?
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, so that's good to know for families who don't want to just protect their under-12s, but protect the whole family. There is a
exactly.
waiting list, though, isn't there?
A lot of families trying to, there currently at the moment, there have been a few issues trying to make sure that we're getting all the elderly people and all the people in more at-risk categories, vaccinated and good to go.
No, it's important that they're looked after first, absolutely. And I don't think anybody would try and get in there ahead of them. So it's good to make sure the older people are vaccinated first. But do
exactly,
get yourself on a waiting list, though. That's the way to do it, isn't it? If
you think you might need it. Yeah, of course. Go and put your name on a waiting list. And when private vaccines become available, or if you're in that risk group, anywhere will pop you on their waiting list. And everywhere is trying so hard to make their way through the waiting list. And we get as many people vaccinated as we can. And, the more people that get vaccinated, the less flu we'll have spreading around.
Yeah. Do you think now with COVID, Fionnuala, people are definitely more aware of their health and making sure that they stay healthy in other ways?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think so. I think people have been really focusing on trying to make sure they're staying well, particularly now in the winter, and trying to boost their vitamins and trying to get out and get their walks in on their lunchtime, especially if they're working from home. And I think that's so important now. Everyone's kind of minding themselves and minding each other.
And if you have the flu, as they say, you know all about it, don't you? It's one of these things, if the winning lottery ticket was in your garden, you wouldn't be able to go out and get it.
Exactly, that's it. Like anyone who says, oh, I think I had the flu before, if you had it, you'd know all about it, because you'd be telling me, I can go inside. People are very, very sick if they get it, so you don't want that.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for that info. Fionnuala there from O'Casey's Pharmacy, Island Quay, East Wall in Dublin. The flu vaccine available for children aged 2 to 12 in GPs, surgeries and pharmacists all around the country, of course. And that is available for free in that age group. So do check it out. Thanks so much, Fionnuala. We'll talk to you very soon.
Perfect, Trina.
Cheers.
Thanks. See you soon.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.